So, using these rational ideas and more that we might think of, we can form a rational response to our own irrational fears. Now, most people have unwittingly simply assigned a high probability of something happening, this worst case scenario, that is actually a very, very low probability, or even a zero probability of occurrence. And so, for many people who have assigned this high degree of threat to something that really isn't threatening, we just need to reassign it as something maybe unpleasant or embarrassing. So we write down this narrative that reflects this rational response that is as close as possible to the exact opposite or the reciprocal or, more technically, the mutually exclusive of what is already occurring. Then the last piece is to memorize this rational response. And by that I mean burning it so deeply into our consciousness that it becomes subconscious or unconscious. The easiest and quickest way to do this is to get it all written out and then speak it out loud while audio taping yourself speaking it with conviction. I tell people to tape it a number of times and choose their most convincing rendition. Now, it's simply a matter of listening to this rational way and thinking about it and actually entertaining that mental rehearsal over and over again. But by having it loaded on an audio tape on your phone, you're gaining a huge neurobiological advantage. First, you're using a huge processor in your brain. The audio and language processor that exists in our brain is in our temporal lobe. And when this processor is operating, it hogs over a third of our brain's processing power, 35%. And when we're trying to magnify a thought or a set of thoughts, the more neurological hardware and software we've devoted to this effort, the more likely we will assimilate such much more quickly. Another factor is that having it in your own voice activates a system in your brain called the reticular activating system. This system is like the filter in the brain that decides what we pay attention to and what we don't. And this filter ensures that we pay attention to what we're hearing in the sound of our own voice. It's automatically built in. Now, there's a lot of science behind this that is fully explained in the Neurobiology of Change presentation on this website under videos. But just know here that we are leveraging a monstrosity in the brain to get this job done as quickly as humanly possible. So finally, most people would ask, what exactly does this tape look like or sound like? Good question. Here is an example. When it comes to my fear of throwing up in public, it is actually a very irrational fear, comprised of thoughts about things that have rarely, if ever, happened. I have almost no probability of it happening, and even if it did, it would pose no real threat to my health or my well-being. The only time I've ever thrown up without being near a toilet or in a trash can happened when I was a young kid, and I didn't even know the warning signs. Now I know. And since I've learned the warning signs, it is so unlikely to ever happen again. And it's never really happened to me out in public. I've always had plenty of time to get someplace private. So the incidence of it happening in my life is super low. And under present conditions, it is pretty much improbable, if not impossible. If I'm not feeling that great, I can have a barf bag with me and take it if I go places. And I can know that if I eat anything that doesn't agree with me when I'm out and about, I typically have at least 6 hours before I would actually get sick. So I've got plenty of time to get out of any situation if I would need to. I would actually probably have a higher chance of winning the lottery. This is by far the most probable scenario I can think of. And even if the worst possible scenario did not occur, which again is almost zero probability, the threat is quite low. It would not be life-threatening, not even physically harmful. It would be simply unpleasant and perhaps embarrassing. So because of that, even my own worst fears about this are really far down on a scale of 1 to 10, very low. This is the correct way to think about this, the optimal way of my new thinking about it. That it's almost a zero probability, has no real threat at all. This will be my new belief. Now, you can take this example and work it into your own. I would encourage you to take this sample and the above information and fashion your own rational narrative that negates the irrational narrative that you have living in your own head. I wouldn't take this one word for word, but if it does make sense to you, please feel free to use it just as it is while you create your own. You can read it out loud with conviction as you're taping it on your phone. Now, this is not going to be your custom rational replacement narrative, but in the spirit of getting going right away, go ahead and tape it just as it is. That way, you can begin listening to a replacement narrative right away. I would rather have you get started with something right away and get used to the process as you work to more carefully craft and hone these ideas to fit your own narrative. And if you have any questions about the content itself or modifying it to fit your way of thinking, by all means, shoot me a text or an email, and I would be more than happy to help you out. Some of my clients even send me their finished narrative or even their finished tape for me to peruse and give feedback. Please feel free to do that if you would like as well. All that is then left is the practice piece, listening to your rational narrative, your rational response over and over until it finally reaches the threshold of saturation in your brain to replace the irrational narrative. I can't guarantee how long this will take. For many of my clients, approximately 100 days of listening at least 3 times a day seems to be the point at which they experience a conscious shift in their thinking and in their emotions about the subject. Now, it could be shorter or longer for you. But one thing I can guarantee is that there is a number of repetitions at which, when you've listened enough times, the shift will happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So dig in, practice hard, and get ready to kiss your phobias goodbye.